Many blessings to all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is 2 Samuel chapter 12, verse 1 to 10 and 13 to 15. 2 Samuel chapter 12, verse 1 to 10 and 13 to 15. The Lord sent Nathan to David. When he came to him, he said, "There were two men in a certain town, one rich and the other poor. The rich man had a very large number of sheep and cattle, but the poor man had nothing except one little ewe lamb he had bought. He raised it, and it grew up with him and his children. It shared his food, drank from his cup, and even slept in his arms. It was like a daughter to him. Now a traveler came to the rich man, but the rich man refrained from taking one of his own sheep or cattle to prepare a meal for the traveler who had come to him. Instead, he took the ewe lamb that belonged to the poor man and prepared it for the one who had come to him." David burned with anger against the man and said to Nathan, "As surely as the Lord lives, the man who did this must die. He must pay for that lamb four times over because he did such a thing and had no pity." Then Nathan said to David, "You are the man. This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. I anointed you king over Israel and I delivered you from the hand of Saul. I gave your master's house to you and your master's wives into your arms. I gave you all Israel and Judah. And if all this had been too little, I would have given you even more. Why did you despise the word of the Lord by doing what is evil in his eyes? You struck down Uriah the Hittite with a sword and took his wife to be your own. You killed him with the sword of the Ammonites. Now, therefore, the sword will never depart from your house, because you despised me and took the wife of Uriah the Hittite to be your own." Then David said to Nathan, "I have sinned against the Lord." Nathan replied, "The Lord has taken away your sin. You are not going to die, but because by doing this you have shown utter contempt for the Lord, the son born to you will die." After Nathan had gone home, the Lord struck the child that Uriah's wife had born to David, and he became ill. My theme for reflection is speaking truth in love. Speaking truth in love. In our text read to you, we encounter a powerful narrative where God sends the prophet Nathan to confront King David about his sins. David, once a man after God's own heart, had succumbed to temptation, committing adultery with Bathsheba and orchestrating the death of her husband Uriah to cover up his wrongdoing. David was content to bury his sin until God sent Nathan to bring him face to face with the seriousness of his actions. This passage reveals the significant role of spiritual accountability and the importance of speaking truth in love to one another. Nathan's approach to confronting David is both wise and compassionate. Instead of directly accusing the king, Nathan tells a parable about a rich man who unjustly takes a poor man's only lamb. David, incensed by the injustice, declares that the rich man deserves to die. Nathan then delivers the piercing words, "You are the man." This confrontation forces David to acknowledge his sin and repent before God. This story highlights two key truths about our spiritual journey. First, we are all susceptible to sin, and often we can be blind to the extent of our wrongdoing. We may justify our actions, ignore our conscience, or bury our guilt. But God in his mercy places people in our lives who act as Nathans, speaking truth into our hearts and guiding us back to righteousness. Second, as followers of Christ, we are called to be Nathans for others, gently but firmly helping our brothers and sisters see where they may have gone wrong. This requires courage, wisdom, and a heart grounded in Scripture. Nathan's words were not his own. They were the words of God delivered with the purpose of correction and reconciliation. My dear friends, in a world where truth is often subjective and personal accountability is lacking, this passage challenges us to embrace our responsibility to one another. In Matthew 18:15, Jesus instructs us, "If your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he listens to you, you have gained your brother." This mandate calls us to act in love, seeking restoration rather than judgment. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, who are the Nathans in your life that help you stay accountable and true to God's path? How can you cultivate these relationships further? Number two, in what ways can you be a Nathan to others, speaking truth in love and guiding them toward reconciliation with God? Heavenly Father, we thank you for your love and patience with us. Help us to be receptive to those you send to guide us back to your path. Grant us the courage and wisdom to speak truth in love and to be instruments of your grace in the lives of others. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forever.